I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
It's Bob Sherwood again, and I'm back with another podcast, and I've been busy. Yes, I've been busy, and I got a few comments about California. I spent the last week or week and a half, maybe almost 2 weeks in California, and I think it's a myth that people are leaving California. Sure, some people must be leaving California, and I don't blame them for whatever reason they have, but the price of housing in California is unbelievable. Okay, here's one story. They bought a house 40 years ago for $13,000. It's now on the market for $1.7 million. Yeah, people are leaving California so rapidly that the housing prices keep going up. See, it doesn't make any sense. I think maybe one of the reasons people are leaving California because their house is now worth $2 million and they can buy a house someplace else for $500,000. So they sell the house for $2 million, pay the government $300,000 or $400,000 in taxes and move somewhere else. But it's not because California is bad. Oh, people complain about it. I see it all the time. But people still want to live here. And I'll tell you the reason why. I was at a wedding in Carmel. It's 2 hours from Pleasanton, 2 hours from San Francisco, 15 minutes from Monterey, 4 hours from Lake Tahoe, 5 hours or 6 hours from Disneyland. No matter where you are in California, generally, you're not very far from the mountains, from skiing, from the oceans, from any number of other activities. I drove up to Sacramento, that was 2 hours. And drove back to Pleasanton. It was another 2 hours, of course, to get back. Came through unbelievably nice country, nice territory, good scenery, mountains, hills, good restaurants. That's all pretty close. Now, I live in the Midwest. I live in Leawood, Kansas, as many of you know. What's the problem there? Great place to live. Unfortunately, once work is through, where can you go? It's 11 hours to Denver. It's 5 hours to the Ozarks, or maybe less. So your fun activities are somewhat limited. Oh, sure, I love the Royals. I love the Chiefs. I love the fact we don't have very much traffic. Those are all pluses. And those are things that keep me in Leawood, Kansas. You cannot say that about California, where if you drive the speed limit of 70 miles an hour, you'll just be passed by three or four Teslas going 90 to 100. I don't know where the police are, but I'm sure the average speed on Highway 5 between L.A. and San Francisco is 90 miles an hour. I go 80 to 85 and I get passed. So what does this all mean? It means California is not such a bad place to live because work is work. So what constitutes living is what you do when you're not working. And in California, you just have too many options. We lived in Los Altos for many years, and we could go to the beach, we could go to San Francisco, we could go to L.A., we could go to San Diego, we could go to Lake Tahoe, we could go to other mountains, we could go to Mendocino County, we could go to Napa, all that within maybe a 2 to 4 hour drive. Oh, you asked me why I moved. Well, I don't even remember at this point. When I moved to Kansas City years ago, I never thought I'd stay there more than 3 years, and now that's been 30 years ago. But here I am back in California, and I now remember why it's so nice. This morning I got up. It was cool. Went to a breakfast place, sat outside, had breakfast. The sun was out. It wasn't hot. It was warm. It was nice. So California has all those things going for it. So when you read in your papers about how California is going to the pots or going to the dogs or wherever else people say California is going to, remember, housing prices are still going up here. People, a lot of people, still want to live here. If they're selling their homes and moving somewhere else, it's probably because they're taking some profits or maybe retiring. The people that I just mentioned that bought a home 40 years ago for $13,000 is now worth a couple of million. They'll have a $500,000 capital gains exception, and they'll pay another $300,000 in taxes. But so what? They walk away with over $1 million in cash just from the equity in their home. More and more companies are started out here, if you read the papers, the local papers, the California papers, because people have equity in their homes, they can borrow $400,000, $500,000 to start a business. It's still a great place to live. Now, it has some problems, that's for sure. I mean, there's no question the traffic is horrendous. If you don't like sitting in your car and talking on the phone for an hour to go to a restaurant, then you don't want to be here. But a lot of people don't mind it, and they're here. So let me stop on California for a second. One last thing on California. You may have noticed or read in the paper that Hertz just placed an order for 10,000. No, it was 100,000. Yeah, 100,000 Teslas. They're going to make 20% of all the Hertz rental cars Teslas. And of course, Tesla stock hit about $1,000 today. It's now, I think, worth $1 trillion. But if you drive in California, you can see why. Those Teslas, they are just motoring down the highway. I was coming down Highway 80 from Sacramento, and I was going about 80 miles an hour, and literally two Teslas that were following each other apparently passed me going well over 100 miles an hour, weaving in and out of traffic. So you see a lot of Teslas here, and I guess that's going to help the Tesla stock price stay up there. Even though they say they're moving to Texas, you still see a lot of Teslas out here in California. I mean, literally, I just drive down the road and I'll see at least one Tesla, if not more, in a mile stretch. Quite unbelievable. So what else is new and what else is going on? Of course, nothing much more is going on in politics. They're still arguing over the $3.5 trillion infrastructure budget. That who knows when that will get passed or if it will or not. And then, of course, the billionaires. And you may have already heard that Trump has started a new social media platform called True Information or True Something. And I just noticed that George Soros and this guy Reed, who's a founder of a LinkedIn, they started another one also called True Something or Misinformation. So the Republicans will have a social media site backed by Trump that'll cover true information. And the Democrats will have a website backed by George Soros. And I think his name is Reed Hoffman. And it'll be putting out true information, or in their case, countering misinformation. So I guess they'll fight it out in the social media network. And the owners will probably make a lot of money by driving the stock up. You may have noticed that when Trump announced he was doing this social media by merging with an already public company, the company's stock went from like nothing to like $100 a share. Anyway, that's all the stuff that's going on. That's kind of exciting, I guess, if you're in on it and you made some money. And if you're not in on it and didn't make any money, then it's just another thing to watch in the future. So that's about all I've got to say on what I call some little bit of politics. And I've covered California in some detail, which is where I am. And I've got now one more final confession. Yes, it is a final confession. A couple of weeks ago, you may remember that I said, hey, I'm going to keep track of all my time for the next 10 days. See how much I really work, how much I spend on Netflix. I have to say now, I just looked at my Excel spreadsheet. Pretty embarrassing. I don't do much exercises. I sleep, it looks like, 10 hours a day. I spend the rest of the time eating or doing nothing. I couldn't find anything meaningful I did. Oh, I did attend a wedding and I had a really great time with four of my sons down in Carmel, California, but I didn't do anything meaningful. I didn't do any work. Oh, I did some work, but not very much. In other words, of the last 10 days, which is 240 hours, I guess, I probably spent 10 hours doing something meaningful with respect to work. Of course, all my family time is relevant, don't misunderstand me, but I don't really manage my time that well. So that's a confession. I hope you do a lot better time management than I do. But it taught me something. It taught me that I've got to do a better job of time management. I've got to think a little bit more about what I need to do and the kind of things I need to do, and then go do them and do some quality things. Not just little things, but do some quality things. So the time management thing for me, the exercise, was a failure in many respects, but it was an eye-opener in other respects, because I realized I'm just not the good time manager that I thought I was. Now, I met some interesting people while I was in California. A fellow who just restored a Victorian home in Southern Colorado and sold it for $6 million. I met another fellow that owned a Cessna 172, just like I did. But I've also been talking to a number of people about traits and assessments and personalities and choices. And I listened again to my podcast last week on choices, and I realized that that is a very, very fascinating point of view about choices and about how we're the result of our choices that we make. And Ernest Hemingway said it was his fault, and the guy that did Jimmy Buffett said it was his fault at Margaritaville song. So it is basically our fault, whatever happens to us and wherever we are. It's choices that we made, and that doesn't change. So I've been thinking a lot more about that. I hope you are too. You might take another listen to the Choices podcast, because it drives home an important point about responsibility, accountability, being an adult, and making choices. Sometimes I think about, what choices have I not made, or what things that I turned down, not just what I accepted. Do I aggressively make positive choices, or do I just do nothing and let the choices happen to me? Because that's a choice. I just sit around and do nothing, and things happen around me and to me, and then I can blame it on somebody else, but in fact, I made a choice. I did not do anything. So I'm going to try to do something in the future when I have an opportunity. And I'm going to try to make some positive choices. Positive choices, for example, driving home a certain way versus driving home another way. Yeah, it's a little thing, I admit. But I'm going to try to make some positive choices in my life. I hope you can try to make some positive choices in yours. I'm starting to plan way out in the future, for an 80th celebration party way out in 2023. And that's about all I've got to say today. Listen to choices again. Go back and listen to the podcast on being not receptive, but being empathetic. Empathy versus assertiveness. That's all I've got for today. I wish I could do these hour podcasts like other people do, but I would probably bore myself listening to me for that long. So maybe this is a quick listen, a couple of good thoughts on California. Have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. I brought to you courtesy.